Hi, Hope Engels here, back on Yoga D. While some of us, especially in the United States, as well as elsewhere, we lost, quote unquote, an hour of time due to daylight saving time this past Sunday, March 10th, 2019. And that seems like a magical occurrence to some of us, but it has very real impacts on our lives. I know as I was preparing for this episode, I was yawning, and please pardon me ahead of time if I yawn during the episode. My body's still regulating. I still got up at 4:30 this morning for my yoga practice, first to take out the dog, then to practice yoga. But I'm yawning. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling kind of the change in my internal rhythms regarding because of daylight saving time. It kind of, I'm trying to segue kind of inelegantly into the topic for today, continuing this process that I've outlined in a book that I'm about to share with you all, the second step in the process of building one's own personal home yoga practice. And that is actually, the second step is making time. I know we hear this phrase a lot. Making time. We just lost time in a way due to daylight saving time. Well, I'm here to talk about actually making time, creating time for your daily yoga practice. And there is a bit of magic to it. There is a bit of creativity to it. We are actually making time, finding it, making it for our daily practice. I'm going to outline how to do that in a moment. I'll just read from the draft that I've created for the book. The section is quite simply making time. Last week we talked about deciding to prioritize your personal practice. Now we're about making time for it. So congratulations. You have decided to build your very own yoga practice. Now you will do what few believe they have the power to do. You will make time for your daily practice. You have the power to make this time in your daily schedule because you are being driven by the single decision you made in the previous step and the inner fire of your commitment. The two questions you will answer by the end of this step are, one, when will I practice each day? And two, for how long will I practice each day? First, let me address the importance of practicing every day. Since you have already told your subconscious mind, that yoga is of exceptional significance in your life, by choosing this home practice path, your conscious mind probably already understands where I'm going with the need to practice daily. It is also possible that you need a little more convincing about the possibility of making time every day of your busy life. Pause. Pause right now. Think about all the things you do on a daily basis. List them, write them down. Use the same journal you began in step one, wherever, just brainstorm them. You can list them sequentially according to your schedule, like this time I do this, next time I do this, or simply write them as they come to you. All the things you do on a daily basis. Once your list or brainstorm is complete, place a star next to all of the activities that are necessities in your daily life. These are the actions that are at the core of your being, essential to your existence. Now, repeat after me. My daily yoga practice will make me more present, more effective, more loving in each and every one of these daily activities that are so important, so essential, at the core of my life. Therefore, I will make time for my yoga practice every day. I will do that magic. I will make that time. On the most basic level, all of us humans take thousands of breaths each day. Most of us have thoughts, and the majority of us move our bodies. Yoga improves breathing. Yoga improves thinking. Yoga improves movement. Therefore, our breathing, thinking, and movement patterns and habits will become healthier and healthier as we practice yoga on a daily basis. Now, we have established that the practice of yoga is of equal, if not greater, importance to all of your necessary or essential, core, whatever word you want to use, daily activities. The practice of yoga is of equal importance in that your personal yoga practice informs and improves all of these activities. Now you can answer the two questions. When will I practice each day? For how long will I practice each day? As for when you practice each day, choose morning, afternoon, evening, or nighttime. This is the first of many personal choices you will make as you tailor your yoga practice to your needs and your goals. Some people, like me, choose morning practice. I didn't always choose morning practice, but some people do as a way to set a positive tone for the day. In the last 3 or 4 months, I have put yoga first thing in my day after walking the dog, because I want that experience, that purely positive, essential experience in my life, to be the first thing that goes in my brain. Not email, not TV, not even having a conversation with my partner, my spouse. Like, it's the first thing that happens that I put into my body, my mind, my soul every day. So that's why I've chosen morning. Others choose afternoon because yoga at that time provides a much needed break in the day. And some choose an evening practice because it acts as a wind down after a busy day. And still others choose right before bed at night because yoga aids them in a restful sleep. You know your needs, goals, and the current demands of your daily life. Go back to the list of daily activities you made in the earlier exercise. If you have not done so already, write out this list in the form of a daily schedule. And I'll include a model in the book. Include yoga practice in one of these time slots for at least 30 minutes and put a star next to it. This signals to your subconscious mind that you are placing yoga in the category of essential activities in your daily life. If you still do not see how you can find time for a daily yoga practice, give yourself a truth nudge. Be completely honest with yourself about how you spend your time. This is where some magic comes in a way. Are there any activities you engage that you engage in that do not have stars next to them that could be replaced with yoga? Are there any replaceable activities you did not list for fear of admitting to yourself how much time you spend on them? For example, surfing the internet, watching TV, scrolling through social media websites, texting on your phone. These are some examples from my personal life. You can do this. You can do the magic of making time for your life-changing yoga practice. You have the power to do it. Hopefully now you have a 30-minute time slot for your very own daily yoga practice. As for the length of your practice, you can build up to the 30 minutes over the course of a time period, such as 30 days. For example, you could set a timer for 5 minutes for the first 5 days, 10 minutes for the next 5 days, 15 minutes for the following 5 days, and so on until you reach 30 minutes in the last 5 days of the 30-day time period. For some people, this incremental increase, or a variation on it, works well. You could also choose to just stay on your mat for 30 minutes right from the start, no matter what happens. For some people, this clear, firm direction to the subconscious mind is more effective. You choose how you want to achieve the goal of having a 30-minute daily yoga practice you can call your own. Do the magic of making time. This is a good time to do it. Now that we've kind of lost time, many of us, depends on where you live in the world, this is the time when we've lost an hour. Well, let's take back our power and actually make time. Do the work, do the magic, the work, the art, whatever you want to call it, of finding and making time for your daily yoga practice. Do that audit of your time, your daily life. What are the necessary activities? All of them can be improved by doing your yoga, right? Your yoga. All of them can be improved. Trust me. And be honest with yourself. Satya. Satya. Honesty in Sanskrit. One of the main principles of yoga. Be honest with yourself about how you are spending your time and what you could give up, change, modify, lessen, decrease, whatever word you want to use, in order to create that time for your yoga. Right, thank you for joining me. The second step of this process I've outlined in an upcoming book for creating your own personal yoga practice. Do the magic of making time. Namaste.